morning and welcome into the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for watching the show and all the shows here on ESPN 1000. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. So Tom Thayer is our teammate here at ESPN 1000 here on the Home of the Bears.
Say that again. It's so great.
Tom Thayer is our teammate here on the Home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
Love that. Him and Jeff Joniak.
Fade to black. Joniak and Thayer.
You are ridiculous.
Every game, you can hear it right here on ESPN 1000. And so Tom stopped by yesterday to talk to Carmen and Yurko, and he talked about the draft. And Tom was asked, do you think that the Bears will draft an offensive lineman in the first round? Thayer says,
I hope not.
Really?
Yeah. You know, to me, I'm not impressed. I don't think the Bears have good defensive line talent.
Okay.
And if this team is going to get any better, if they're going to start competing. Listen, my whole goal is to compete to win the division, get into the playoffs. And if you have some defensive line talent out there, some edge rushers, you better investigate that portion of your team because, you know, Chris Morgan is a good offensive line coach, and he can manipulate, move around talent to possibly get the best out of them that can complement what this offense needs. Do they need to get better? Do they need to run the ball better? Or do they need to give up less sacks? Yes, of course. But I don't. If you can't stop the run, you have no chance in this league.
So is there an? Is some of that because you don't like, and I think this is almost what you were going to say too, do you not love the O-line talent in the first round? Is there anybody?
No, I do.
Oh, you
so
do? Okay.
I like Tennessee 1, Skoronski 2, and Paris Jr. 3. And
okay.
Just with, I should say, the young man, I was just saying schools.
Right.
Yeah,
when
Tennessee.
I said
Tennessee.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. They don't get names until they do something in the league.
Skoronski, Yurko loves his feet.
Tennessee,
says they're incredible.
Northwestern, you know, and Ohio State.
You know why Skoronski, one thing I hate is if you're a scout and the first thing you bring up is arm length, then you're scouting all the wrong things.
Yeah, you're just doing numbers.
You know, you could go and do the measurements of Jimbo Covert right now, which he's got stumps for arms. He's not a big guy, but he's a great talent. He's a great drive blocker. He's a great pass protection, understands balance and everything. So Skoronski, it's about your feet. It's not about your arm length. That kid, he can play.
Okay.
The thing that I like about the Tennessee guy is that he's played every position. So he can play guard. He's played right tackle. He started a lot of games at left tackle. So if you're going to put him in at any one of these positions that you feel that you need him the most, depending upon what you feel about the future of Braxton Jones is, then this guy has experience at the position that you need. So, yeah, do I like the offensive line talent? Yeah, I love the center from Minnesota, who's, you know, the local kid.
Yep.
But to me, I'm still hung up on the defensive line talent, and people may not like to hear us, but if Jalen Carter is there, I take him.
So the thoughts there from Tom Thayer on with Carmen and Yurko. So what did you think of what he had to say there? He says he would not draft an offensive lineman in the first round.
So, again, he played in the league for a long time, highly successful. I am staying exactly where I have been since we started this journey with the number one pick. I'm taking the best player on the board. I thought Ryan, as I said to you last hour, made a magnificent trade, and I thought the timing of the trade was brilliant because we're losing steam in some of this quarterback. Like, what was the word you used with Albert? Lukewarm?
Yeah, what is it, cold, lukewarm, or hot?
I thought that was a great word to use. It's lukewarm.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Young, he has his warts because of his size. He's a hell of a football player.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears were not going to take him with Justin here. If there was a Joe Burrow, a Andrew Luck, a Peyton Manning, yes, they would have taken that player. 100% they'd have traded Justin.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the case. So I thought he made a brilliant trade down. He got himself a lot of extra assets. And so now I've got to just take the best player on the board. Period.
Bijan Robinson, running back.
No shot. Because I've said to you before, you've got to factor in value at the position, too.
No, I get that. I'm rooting for you to hit the roof to see what would happen.
I'd be really, really pissed off.
I think you'd have to hold it internal at least for until the morning show. because Thursday on the draft night, you'd be busy.
I'll be working at Soldier Field.
So, yeah.
Chicago Bears with the 9th pick. The Chicago Bears select Bijan Robinson, running back, Texas. I'd be on that stage go, what?
You would not be doing that. I know you won't be doing that.
Cap, they're bringing Ryan Poles down. They'd like you to interview him quickly about the pick.
I got to ask you. What are you doing? I'm rooting for the blow up. Now, I don't want that, but I'd like to see what would happen. See if you can keep that in abeyance until the next morning.
Yeah, I don't want him at night.
I'm just telling you that you keep talking about best available. They keep the rumors of them zigzagging up and down the draft. They get rid of the number one pick. You know who's the best on my board? Bijan Robinson. Take that, Cap. What do you think?
Yeah, no.
What were your thoughts?
There's no way he's doing that.
Ryan, what were your thoughts on taking... That's terrible! You're just going to try to internalize it, and you just blow a gasket on Poles. Oh, man. And then you ruin the relationship because you can't hold it inside.
Ryan, we'd like you to go on Cap J. Nope. Not doing it. Can't do it. That guy was out of his mind.
So Tom says no to an offensive lineman, and I say anything to protect Justin Fields is fine. I also say that the defense was the worst of my lifetime, and you've got to be able to shore that up with young talent. You did what you could in free agency by trying to take care of the linebacker position, also something they need to be taken care of, and they did. But again, when you have this many holes on this roster, take care of the roster. It's not just filling holes. It's about the future. We've talked ad nauseum about how important this first pick is for the Bears, wherever it is in this first round. Hopefully, it's a home run.
I also want them to come out of this draft with a starting center. Not at pick 9, obviously, but they have done extensive work on Joe Tippmann, T-I-P-P-M-A-N.
Uh-huh.
He is the starting center for the Wisconsin Badgers, where they always have good offensive line play. They also have done extensive work on John Michael Schmitz. He's from Flossmoor, Illinois, home of Randy Merkin. And he's built a little bigger than him.
Uh-huh.
He is their starting center. That's the kid that Thayer referenced, the local kid. Those two guys are maybe, and the kid at Penn State, the top center prospects in this draft. I want our starting center out of this draft because I don't think we have one.
Poor Doug Kramer. Guess he's not going to get a sniff, huh?
He might get a chance. Kid from Illinois. He's going into his second year. I mean, maybe.
He just sits there in the depth chart just waiting to say, what about me? I'm a young guy. Why can't I be the starting center for the Chicago Bears?
Go ahead and win the job, kid.
Yeah.
He'd love to see it.
He's just sitting there. Something else that we don't talk about. Again, offensive line or defensive line, the Bears have to be able to shore this up now and for the future.
Correct.
We have not said anything in months about Larry Borum.
I don't know where he fits.
Does he fit the offensive line? Is he just a backup?
He's the swing guy.
Okay, well.
I don't think he's a starter. So if you take Paris Johnson Jr. at 9.
Yeah.
Braxton goes to right. Paris Johnson plays his natural position of left. If you take Skoronski, does he play left? You kick him inside to play guard? Do you move him to right tackle? Number of options.
And then where's Tevin Jenkins fits? If they really believe in Braxton Jones, and Pohl says he does believe in Braxton Jones' ability.
Okay, so let's assume that they take Darnell Wright out of Tennessee. Okay. Let's just spitball.
Sure.
Braxton stays at left. Darnell Wright goes to right tackle. You have Tevin Jenkins at left guard, and the new kid out of Tennessee is at...
Right guard?
Right guard, the free agent.
And Nate Davis...
That's a kid. Nate Davis. Mm-hmm. Is that right guard?
Yeah.
Who's your center? Is it Doug Kramer? Is it Lucas Patrick? Is it Cody Whitehair? Or is he a cap casualty because he makes a lot of money? Or do you draft one of the guys I just mentioned?
Hey, that's the question.
That is an overhaul line that just needs time then to get stronger and develop.
Shay.
Do you believe any of the rumoring going around, though, that for the Bears it's Jalen Carter falls to us at 9 or we aren't picking there? I know we've talked about that a little bit, but it feels like the closer and closer we get to the draft, we see kind of everything revert back to where it always was. And I think it was always the Bears were going to take Jalen Carter, they weren't going to pick at 1. now it feels like Jalen Carter's going to be at 9 or they're not going to pick at 9. Like, kind of like Will Levis rising back up the ladder. Everything, every year I feel like you have the draft rumors start, and you start in a place where Will Levis, it felt like, was going to go top three, mm-hmm. then falls way down, and Anthony Richardson comes up, and all this movement. But now, as we get closer, things always kind of start to revert back, and I feel like the end is, the result is typically somewhere closer to what we thought at the start. I feel like Jalen Carter at 9 or nothing is kind of close to what it was for the Bears at the start.
Yeah, so this goes back even before we went to the combine, Cap, our conversations, as Shea mentions. We're wondering where Jalen Carter would fit. Could you take Jalen Carter at 1? Then, of course, the fallout with Jalen Carter and his personal issues. Then, of course, the trade takes place with Carolina, and now we're right back to square one with Jalen Carter. At 9, and as you said many times, this is the first pick for polls. Are you willing to roll the dice or not? And you say no.
Again, and I said to you, I haven't been in those meetings up at Hallis Hall when Jalen Carter was here.
Yeah.
I haven't sat with the Bears security staff who have, by all measures, and they're not the only ones doing this, every team does. They have a staff of people that work in NFL security for the team.
Yeah.
That go back and talk to his 8th grade teachers and his elementary school principal and his high school people and Georgia. They talk to everybody. What was he like? Oh, he was a horrible kid, or he's a great kid. Whatever it is, here's all the information. That's a fact. Yep. So if Ryan has all this intel, he's a great kid. We just need to support him. It's going to take time. He's 22 years old. Take him. But if you have any doubt in your mind that you hand that kid a 5-year guaranteed deal for whatever the number is this year, Shea could look that up. I don't know how much money, but it's a lot. Does he have the internal motor that the money doesn't matter, that he wants to win? Or I secured the bag, I'm good.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Jalen Carter is in your lap at 9, but teams are on the phone to trade up. What do you do if you're Ryan Poles in that spot? Again, we're right back to the Jalen Carter scenario based on everything that we read. He'd be available at 9, so he's in your lap. What do you do? 312-332-3776, our phone number. Also, your thoughts on what Tom Thayer had to say. He doesn't take an offensive line in the first round. You agree or disagree? Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Traffic sucks. We all know it. Don't get angry. Get some good with Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We're with you until 10. Mike Greenberg takes over at 10 o'clock. Carmen Yurko at 12. Waddle and Sylvia 2 right in the White Sox pregame at 2:30 as the Sox take on the Phillies for game one of a doubleheader. Sox and Phillies. Game one starts at 3 o'clock right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. So Jalen Carter is in your lap at 9, but teams are on the phone to trade up. What do you do if you are Ryan Poles? Let's go to the phone lines to talk to you in beautiful West Beverly. Here's Joe on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, boys. How are you doing?
We're well. Thanks for checking in.
Love you guys. Hey, listen, so like I was telling the guy who screens your calls,
Shay,
I think if you got a proven track record hitting on draft picks, then you go ahead and take a chance. Like, you'd be okay, but Poles is new to this. If he swung and missed on Jalen Carter, that's not stepping off on the right foot. So I think you trade down, you pass on him. And that's just my opinion. I know he's a great talent and everything, but I think with the history and stuff like that, I stay away from it.
And that's okay. And that's okay, because now Cap and I have had many discussions about this. There's some teams that just won't take the smoke. They're like, you know what? We're a veteran outfit here. We got no time to coddle and bring this guy along. Or the other side of it is he's a kid that was involved in a horrific situation where two people died. It does not define his life. is just something that's happened in his life. It's on his resume, but he can be able to overcome it if you put him in an environment in which he doesn't have to be through something like that again. It's a choice, though, as an organization. And I'm not going to cast any aspersions on any organization, whichever direction they want to take it. If you feel like, as an organization, we don't have the infrastructure to support this kid, this young man, then move on. I get it.
So I completely agree with what the caller said. That's, I think, how I've said to you many times. If Bill Poley, I know he's not a GM anymore. He's in the Hall of Fame. If Bill Poley and John Schneider, Howie Roseman, Brett Veach in Kansas City, Les Snead of the Rams, if one of those dudes steps up and goes, we're taking Jalen Carter and we're going to support him and we're going to do all we can. And if it doesn't work, they rolled the dice. They're Hall of Fame or they're Super Bowl winning executives. This is Ryan's first bite at the apple of taking a number one pick. First one.
Yeah.
Boy, if you're rolling the dice, you better be right. You can't have Ryan Pace's record of Kevin White or Leonard Floyd or Mitchell Trubisky. You can't.
I get it. I get it. It does, to me, it does not necessarily mean that this is who this young man is. But again, if you don't want the smoke, I get it if you want to pass. And sometimes, Cap, and we always do this as fans, we look at a draft and you get less than. And then you look at the second round or around that same draft pick and you say, why didn't we get this guy? Bulls fans go through this all the time, mm-hmm. right? Especially when the Bulls were picking the bottom of the draft because they were so good. And then there'd be someone in the top of the second round or around that first round pick and you go, well, why come we didn't get that guy? Yeah, because sometimes you tip your cap. That's why. We missed on him. This other guy is better, so we move on.
The point I was just going to make, too, was if you have Carter at 9, and this isn't some fantasy land situation now either. DraftKings put out their odds for draft positions. Jalen Carter's 6.5, over 6.5 is juiced -185. Betting markets are telling you this guy is going to be on the board, pick 7, 8, 9. And if he's there at 9, that's where, like, the Bears, if you're not going to take him, if the Steelers or whoever get on the phone and go, we're coming up to get Jalen Carter, and he goes to that team and he ends up being a superstar, mm-hmm. the flip side of the coin then is you passed on a superstar, so you better not miss at 17 or wherever you end up picking either. And, like, no matter what, you better not miss. But you don't, like, trading down doesn't automatically feel good because, hey, we didn't take the risk on Jalen Carter. If he's a stud, you trade it out of a stud.
So if you look at the 2015 draft that Hoodie likes to reference, when we took Kevin White.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, they wouldn't take him again. You know who was on the board? It's not that impressive a list.
Right.
Vic Beasley.
No.
Not good. Eric Flowers. Not good. Mm-mm. Todd Gurley. Wasn't healthy. Trey Waynes. Danny Shelton. Andrus Peat. Okay, solid offensive line. Mm-hmm. Devontae Parker. Okay. Melvin Gordon. Mm-hmm. Kevin Johnson. Eric Armstead.
Yeah.
Marcus Peters. Cameron Irving. Nelson Aguilar. A guy I never heard of. Bud Dupree.
Yeah.
Shane Ray. DJ Humphrey. Shaq Thompson. Brashad Perryman. Byron Jones. Lincoln Tomlinson. Philip Dorsett. Demarius Randall. Stephon Anthony. And Malcolm Brown. That's the first round. Is there one guy there that you go, how did we not take that guy?
No.
And the guys that went before, Jameis went one, Jameis
yep.
Winston.
Yep.
They wouldn't make that pick again.
Right.
Mariota, two. They wouldn't make that pick again. Dante Fowler, Jacksonville. They wouldn't make that pick again. Amari Cooper went fourth.
Solid.
Brandon Scherff, offensive lineman. Solid player. Leonard Williams was the best of the first six. He went right before the Bears. Defensive tackle. What a crappy first round of a draft.
But again, if there's a player like Aguilar or some of the others that you mentioned that stood out, you just tip your cap. Like, yeah, we weren't in a position to get that player. And this is why the draft is a crapshoot. It's not an exact science.
Correct. You think, oh boy, we got four top 10 picks. The next year, I've told you this. I listened to you at night under the hood.
Yep.
And when they took, before the draft, you said, do not take Leonard Floyd from Georgia. Then I asked Yerk, I said, hey, I heard Hood say not to take Leonard. He goes, kid, got no backside. Do not take Leonard Floyd. I think Yerk's nephew played at That's Georgia. Right. Go to the next year. Jared Goff, would you take him one again?
Man,
no.
No.
Carson Wentz? No. Joey Bosa? Absolutely. Ezekiel Elliott went fourth.
Sure.
A running back. Had a good run.
Sure.
Jalen Ramsey? Damn good player. Ronnie Stanley? Damn good player. DeForest Buckner? Damn good player. Conklin? Still going strong. Offensive line. Chicago trades from 11 to 9 to get Leonard Floyd.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. LaGrange Bob is with us on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Bob.
Bobby!
Yes. Good morning. How you doing?
What's up?
Donnell Mooney was taken in the fifth round, 173rd pick. Okay?
Yep.
You didn't get him in the first round. Now you're talking about, is he a good receiver? He's the number one receiver as a rookie coming into the Bears. He broke Harlan Hill record. Does he run good routes? Can he catch the ball?
Okay.
And he was he went in the fifth round, 153rd pick. Like you did something to get him. You were lucky. Stop.
What do you mean? What do you mean you're lucky
and stop?
Because you didn't pick him in the first round, Cap. He was in the fifth round, 173rd pick. You didn't know he exists. They were lucky to get him. And he's a great ball player.
No, that is good. Bob, that is good scouting. To take a guy in the fifth and get a really good player.
Yes.
Are you paying him $15, $16 million a year now?
If he's worth it, if he's catching the ball, who
I didn't ask you that. You're the general manager of the Bears. He says to you, I want a new contract. I want $15 million a year.
Yes, I would. You know why? Because he catches the ball. He runs great routes. Now, he turned the kid from Dallas around. Who's the defensive cornerback for Dallas? His brother played with Buffalo. Had him on skids. Does Mooney run good routes and can he catch the ball? Answer that question.
Yeah, I'm not paying that guy $15 million a year. I'm not.
Let me ask you a question. You get on Mooney and you'll get rid of him, but you lack Aaron Rodgers. Explain that one. Spurs being a person.
I want to win football games. He won back-to-back MVP. Stop yourself, Bob. Don't compare Darnell Mooney to Aaron Rodgers.
A dishonest person. I'm immunized. I've been vaccinated. Stop, Cap. Call a spade a spade.
Let's not do that. Actually, let's not do that.
I'm not talking about Aaron the person. I'm talking about Aaron the player. He's a hell of a football player.
We're talking about locker room, right? Locker room?
I'm talking about what he does on the field. He is one of the 10 greatest quarterbacks to ever play in the NFL.
How many Super Bowls?
He won one.
One. Okay.
That's one more than Darnell Mooney.
That's correct. Thanks, Bob. Darnell Mooney's not a number one receiver. He's not a number two. He's a very good three.
On a good team.
Now, if you told me they got Marvin Harrison, DJ Moore, and Darnell Mooney, that's a damn good threesome.
Again, sometimes we conflate, you know, what is the best on a bad team versus a player that'd be on a good team. And there's a lot of guys that would be twos on good teams on this Bears roster.
Mm-hmm.
Or threes on this Bears roster.
Correct.
Darnell Mooney looks all world of the Bears, but then again, he plays for the Bears. When the team is good, then you can put the Bears in the upper echelon of the best teams in the NFL once they get there, but just not now. Iowa City, Iowa, listening on the ESPN Chicago app is Bob on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Bob.
Yes, good morning.
Morning, Bob.
I'm going to advocate trading down, but before I talk about that, let me say that if the Bears, if Carter falls to number nine and the Bears take him, I would be happy because I'd feel like the Bears really did their homework and I'm feeling good about polls. So I recognize that he would be a real steal at nine. But the reason I would like them to trade down is Peter King. Maybe you guys are aware. Peter King had an article about the Pittsburgh Steelers being very interested in getting Jalen Carter.
Right, we talked about it yesterday.
And now they have two second-round draft choices. One of which is the one, of course, that the Bears traded to them at 32. The other is 49. But if the Bears would move down to their first-round draft choice at 17, and then also get that second-round pick at 32, because they've got such a huge gap between their first-round draft choice and the second one, if they could get both of those, then they could get two starters who are highly likely to
Again,
make
Bob, we appreciate your call. There's a lot to unpack there.
God damn.
Look.
It's like being in college.
My God. Like, can we just record that and I'll just play it back in my dorm?
So
hold on a minute, Bob. Let me get my pen. All right. All right. What was that?
There's a lot to unpack there. Look.
Oh, man.
Exhausted. When Ryan is on the clock, he will probably already have a prearranged trade if a certain player or two are available. Mm-hmm. Whether that's the Jets saying we need to protect Aaron, Mekhi Becton, their stud offensive lineman, has been banged up. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got to get whoever it is. Darnell Wright or Paris Johnson or Skoronski, whoever that is. He may have a trade already going to 13 if my guy is on the board. He may not. He may say, I'm getting the best player. I listen to Jonathan Hood every morning as I drive to Hallis Hall. I'm getting the best player at 9. We're going to find out. It's going to be real interesting. I think he wants a trade back.
Cap, there is a dilemma on a plane that we got to tell people about. This is kind of buried and tucked away. People might have missed this story, but this dilemma on a plane, we got to tell you about it because we want to find out what you do in this situation. Stand by. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Here's today's headline with Cap and Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Cubs continued their winning ways last night with a 10-1 drubbing of the Oakland Athletics on the West Coast. The Cubs have improved to 9-6 on the season and have a run differential of plus 25. That's fourth best in Major League Baseball. The White Sox will have a doubleheader today right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000 against the Phillies. 2:30 pregame with Connor McKnight. Lynn and DJ with the call for game one at 3 right here on ESPN 1000. By the way, Lance Lynn will take the hill for game one, Lucas Giolito for game two. Draymond Green was ejected from the game yesterday against the Sacramento Kings in that Kings-Warriors first-round series matchup because Green stepped on Domantas Sabonis. It remains to be seen if Green will serve as suspension, but the Warriors are down 0-2 in the series after that 114-106 loss last night. Also, the Sixers won yesterday against Brooklyn. Jay Moore.
You're listening to Cap and Jay Hood. Follow the show on Instagram at the Capman and at IGJHood. This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Need more basketball? It's right there on the Cap and Jay Hood feed on the ESPN Chicago app. I did my Under the Hood basketball podcast yesterday to review everything that happened in the basketball weekend. Just go to Cap and Jay Hood, the podcast feed. Check it out. My thoughts about the NBA playoffs available now on the ESPN Chicago app. You can also watch us on YouTube as well, youtube.com. Go to the ESPN Chicago channel and check out ESPN Chicago, all the shows on YouTube. So, Cap, we need to get into something. We couldn't get to this yesterday because it was a busy Monday. But because it's Tuesday, this is Remnant Tuesday. Stuff we don't get to from over the weekend. It kind of filters into Tuesday.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Tuesday folder.
It is, really, because it's a busy weekend, but sometimes we can't get to everything on Monday. But what about this story, Shay, about this big leaguer?
Yeah, Blue Jays, I believe relief pitcher Anthony Bass was on Twitter. He slammed United Airlines, posted a photo, it seems like his wife sent to him, of their two kids, 5 years old and 2 years old. They were eating popcorn on a United Airlines flight. They got popcorn all over the floor. And Anthony Bass tweeted, "The flight attendant at United just made my 22-week pregnant wife traveling with a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old get on her hands and knees to pick up the popcorn mess by my youngest daughter. Are you kidding me?"
Okay. Now, the question. Now, we saw the picture on social. We probably should put that at ESPN 1000 on Twitter if you missed it. Okay, so I saw the picture, Cap. I don't know who snapped the picture. It wasn't Bass because he's pitching. He wasn't on that flight, right?
Correct. Well, I think she did because she's not in the picture. It's just the little kids, right?
I believe that's the case.
So I think she must have snapped it.
She's sitting across from the kids in that spot.
Or she got up and took the photo.
So you saw the photo.
Yeah.
Popcorn behind the seat.
You've seen that. Underneath them. It's like all over the floor.
Now, that would be under our shoes. Could you imagine if that popcorn got on your Jordans? Oh, God. You'd be like a brother at the barbershop. Don't do that to my shoes! That'd be a problem, right? You wouldn't have that popcorn on your shoes like that, right?
So we have four kids. Four sons. My wife is like that person. I said, hon, let me ask you a question. Hoodie's going to bring this story up tomorrow. This guy's a pitcher for who? The Blue Jays?
Yep.
Anthony Bass. Mm-hmm. Wife is traveling with the two little kids, 2 and 5. The flight attendant offers them popcorn. The 2 and the 5-year-old get it on the floor. The flight attendant asked Mrs. Bass to clean it up.
Yeah.
She said, how did she ask her? If she screamed at her, inappropriate. If she said, could you do us a favor? To the best of your ability, could you get... Because the cleaning crew comes on after you get off the flight. There's a ton of popcorn all there. Could you pick some of that up, please? My wife said, she wouldn't have had to ask me. I would have had my, for sure, the 5-year-old. She goes, maybe not the 2-year-old. But the 5-year-old knows better. Pick that up. She said, or I would have gotten down and picked some of it up. 100%.
I think, Shay, in that spot, I would ask my 5-year-old to pick it up. I mean, look, I'm a guy, so... I think that I would ask my kid to pick it up.
I think 5 is plenty old enough that you can start instilling some level of accountability.
Yes.
If you're going to make a mess, you've got to pick up after yourself. Yeah. You have to be able to do that. But it's also like you don't have ownership over the flight attendant. And based on the story, it sounds like the flight attendant came up to him, handed like some paper towel and some things that they could help to use and a garbage bag and was like, hey, the pilot would like if you could pick up some of this popcorn. Like, they don't have a ton of time to get the cleaning crew on and detail the floor of the plane now. They have to land the plane, deboard, and then they're getting it ready for the next people to get on the plane. It's going someplace else. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're parking it there and cleaning it like a movie theater. They have time to get in, get rid of some things that are in the way, and get out. So it's, I think, like, if you're going to take your 2-year-old and your 5-year-old and you're going to get them popcorn and they're going to make a mess, that's kind of your responsibility.
Well, the Basses don't pick up after themselves. That's why they have a maid to get that done. Florence! But George, the Willises have to come.
Oh, no, George.
So I think that that's the case. I believe that they have someone to clean up after them, Cap. The Basses are not used to having to pick up their own trash, you see. Now, again, in context, she's 22 weeks pregnant. That's just the story.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's not getting it done, the 5-year-old, it's that the 5-year-old's responsibility to realize, hey, if you made a mess, straighten it out.
Why didn't he just get it up?
Well, he wasn't there.
He wasn't there. Oh, he's with the team.
Ah, gotcha.
He's just telling the story because if it was just a lady named Bass, that I don't know how big a story this
she's
would be.
She's more famous than he is. She's got a million followers on Instagram.
His wife?
Yes.
What does she do?
She's Jesse James Decker's sister. She's got a million followers. Okay. She's like an influencer. She's more famous than him.
Yeah.
And he's the one going on Twitter and bitching about this.
So he's 35 years of age.
Right. And she married him. He married into the vacuum cleaner company. That's why she's got so many followers.
No. Jesse James Decker is a country singer who's gorgeous, who's married to former NFL receiver Eric Decker.
No, that's not the case, Cap. Again, Mr. Google, go and look at it. She's part of the Black and Decker family. All those years of vacuum cleaning and also cleaning the floors.
She
Black and Decker.
Her sister married into Eric Decker's family.
No, Cap. No. Black and Decker. Look it up.
My God.
That's why she's got so many followers. Look how many floors and rugs have been cleaned over the years because of that family.
Her name's not Decker.
Huh?
Her name's not Decker. She was never a Decker. Her sister married Eric Decker.
Decker? I don't even know her.
Wow.
Oh, man.
This dude
that
better
say really,
punching boys.
I guess that was prime Abbott and Costello there. I mean, what the hell's
this
going on?
This dude, Anthony Bass, he better save his money.
I'm trying to explain to him. Don't you see, Shay? I'm trying to explain to this guy. He doesn't understand.
Anthony Bass is 35 years of age. He's a free agent after this year. This is going to be the high watermark of his career financially. $3
million. All right.
Better save it.
All right. Money aside, I don't care how much he makes. That's not the story. I'm asking you whether or not that she should have picked it up or the kid, the five-year-old.
Well,
or the flight attendant, because the way he tweets this made my wife get on her hands and knees. It's like the flight attendant brandished a weapon. Get down there and pick up the popcorn. I doubt that that's what happened. But you don't have ownership over the flight attendant to tell them to pick up your mess. I
asked my wife and she said, Hon, I would have had Nick, Alex, Garrett, Brett. They would have been down on the ground cleaning up their mess. She said, if for whatever, like the two-year-old, no. She would have then done it. 100%. She goes, I'd be mortified. She goes, I'm not telling you I'd have gotten a vacuum cleaner out of the galley, but I would have done my best to clean that mess up.
Now, CCAP, you've never had one of these, but I've looked it up. There she is, part of the Decker family. Kitchen, tools, and home improvement. Gardening, service center, drills and drivers, Black and Decker. There you have.
My God. Her name was never Decker.
You just said her name was Decker.
Said her sister.
Huh?
Her sister is Jesse James, the famous singer, and now she's Jesse James Decker because she married Eric Decker. That's her sister. This chick never married Eric Decker. Never had Decker in her name.
I don't know why you're yelling.
And there's no Black and Decker in her past.
Well, you don't know that.
I do know that.
you really?
Yes.
You know about her dating past. Coming up, we have the...
By the way, Anthony Bass. Shay, he's got an ERA of 7.36 in 8 appearances. And a whip of 2.045. This dude's lucky he's not released.
Or maybe,
he stinks.
Maybe now he will. He'll pop up at Outkick.
Wow.
What the hell is that? Why did he do that? Why did he do that? Cap, why did he do that?
I don't know why. Why'd you have to go there? Why'd you have to go there?
Just saying what we're all thinking.
I think what Cap is ultimately saying is that he's just another season away from actually picking up his own popcorn on the plane with his family.
Correct, as his job.
Yeah.
By the way, no shock. Guess where he's from? Detroit.
Oh, wow.
The Detroit
area. My guy.
Damn. He went to Wayne State in Detroit.
There you have it.
He grew up in Trenton, Michigan.
Well, that says all you need to know.
All you need to know.
Well, that's a nice bow on the story. But that kid should be picking it up.
May as well be Anthony Norling.
312-332-ESPN is our phone number. What do you think? What would you do in that spot? The five-year-old? Well, should it be the flight attendant? Or you, as a parent, do you pick it up? Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Okay, it's about that time. You're tuned in to the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
Everything ain't hardcore, you know.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
You're listening to the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Cap, is now time for the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day, and is brought to you by...
That would be Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Maybe you got a business dinner tonight. Start with the Seafood Tower. You want to impress your clientele? Oh, baby, is that thing delicious. It's at the River and LaSalle. Jay Moore!
Yo!
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Mr. Mayo in your coffee, Will Levis.
And eating your bananas without removing the peel. That's disgusting.
You can't play for me. You're out. Why? Because you eat bananas weird. Out.
Pre-game meal. Do we have any mayo? Mayo? We're having a pre-game breakfast here. It's for my coffee.
What?
Get out of here. You're too weird. Out.
You, sir, are out of your mind.
And that's all, folks.
And that is the Cap and Jay Hood Cut of the Day, proudly brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse, David Flom and Matt Moore's Dining Gem at LaSalle and the north side of the Chicago River. The view on the patio, simply spectacular.
A dilemma on the plane, Cap. Kids have put popcorn right around their seat. And the stewardess says, could you please, the flight attendant says, could you please remove the popcorn? But the mom that's there is 22 weeks pregnant.
Correct.
But there's two kids there. One is 5 and one is 2. So who should pick up the popcorn?
Are you? My daughter-in-law's due any day, so she's very pregnant.
Yes.
At 22 weeks, how much are you showing that a flight attendant would know?
Oh, I think 22 would tell a great story.
Because my daughter-in-law, again, she's due any day. I could get a call at any moment.
Yep. Yeah.
So,
Jay Moore.
I just don't know if she...
22, tell a great story. That's funny.
Well, just, I mean, it does. 22 weeks will tell a great story, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I just don't know if the flight attendant was locked in that she was... Maybe she just thought she was portly. I don't know.
See? Always going there.
Hey, hey, hey.
I mean, again, I don't know. I don't remember those days. My kids are 30s.
But you do see pregnant women daily, don't you?
I really don't. I'm sure I do.
Don't pay attention. 312-332-3776, our phone number. Is she hot? Sugarland, Texas, listening on the ESPN Chicago app.
I didn't
Rob.
Say that.
Hello, Rob.
Thank you, gentlemen. I think if she was totally rude, the flight attendant that is, I think I probably would have shamed her if I was in earshot and just said, first, ma'am, you gave him the popcorn. Second, you can see the woman's pregnant. She's struggling with two kids. Just give me the bag and I'll pick it up.
Okay, hold on a second. Why is the flight attendant automatically totally rude? You don't know how she asked her.
I didn't say that. I thought I heard as part of the conversation if she was rude, that she was rude. So no. If she was like, please pick it up, I probably still would have intervened. But definitely if she was rude about it.
But as a gentleman, Rob, you would have stepped in there and picked it up yourself, right? If you're on that same flight.
Correct. And then she kind of create the problem. What does she think? A 2-year-old and a 5-year-old are going to do a popcorn. I don't even have any kids. It's going to be everywhere.
Wow.
How about that for Rob?
Confetti.
Okay.
Why give the kids five and 2 popcorn? You know it's going to be all over the place. Give them applesauce.
Wow.
Huh? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. That's our guy, Rob, in Sugarland, Texas, as we go to James in Oswego on ESPN 1000. James!
Jimmy!
Gentlemen, good morning. Love the show.
Where the hell have you been, James? Where have you been?
I'm sorry. Working, unfortunately.
That's ridiculous. But, we only hear from you during bear season. Go ahead.
I was picking up my popcorn. No, I would say if the woman's pregnant, obviously you don't want her down on her knees picking up, but it would be a good lesson, I think, for the 5-year-old to clean it up a little bit at least.
Agreed.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Completely agree.
All right. So the 5-year-old should pick it up. Because then the kid will learn also. You're 5 years old, formative years. Hey, if you make a mess, you got to clean it up. Even though, you know, Shirley does it for us at our home because she does all the cleaning. In this situation, there's no Shirley, so you got to pick up your own popcorn.
Shirley who?
Oh, the housekeeper. The housekeeper. The one that cleans up everything.
Do you know we walked into...
What? What did I say wrong?
Do you know that we walked into a restaurant when our kids were little? My wife said, you behave at the table. We don't have Game Boys at the table. None of that. Or we leave.
Yep.
And two of them were acting like jackasses. Food had already been ordered.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, check please and do not pack the food up to go. Excuse me?
We're done.
They're misbehaving. I warned them once. We're out. We're hungry. I don't care. You'll think about that next time. Paid the check, left all the food, home, in bed. Never misbehaved again in a restaurant.
Ow!
Yeah. Yeah, they were crying. My wife. Knock off the tears. Not going to happen. You're not going to embarrass me like that. It never happened again. They learned.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're in their 30s, and they're like, we're going to do the same thing to our kids.
Yeah. Lay down the law, huh? Nothing wrong with that. That's how I was raised. That's why I'm here.
That's it.
Matt in Logan Square on ESPN 1000. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Hood. Hey, fellas. Listen all the time. I think this is really simple. You don't go into a public place and make a mess and expect someone to clean up after you. I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old daughter. shout out Olivia and Claire.
Nice.
And I would never expect... Now, okay, the pregnancy part throws a little bit of a loop, but, you know, the Japanese soccer team lost in the World Cup like a heartbreaker, and they clean up their locker room and write a note because they're raised that way.
Yeah. Well, that's how you're raised. Absolutely, Matt. Good call. Appreciate your telephone call.
But winners do.
We thank you for listening and calling and twitching and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. Do you have a room for monitor 4 for me at 6 o'clock for UIC against Iowa?
Charge the Apple Watch. You're good to go.
Small screen for me. UIC Iowa. Can't you?
I actually will have you on the big iPad.
On ESPN Plus.
The iPad Pro.
Yeah. I'll be out there tonight. Thank you, Jay Moore. Thank you, Shay. For Cap, I'm Jay Hood. Let's do this tomorrow at 7.
Sounds great. Look forward to it. Have a great day, everybody.
So long, everybody.
Take that
from Chicago.